With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
TwerkThirst.com.
Want to help get exposure to your business or product? TwerkThirst.com is the perfect site for you. For only $25 a week, you can advertise your business or product on our website. Simply send us your banner and we'll post it on our website that day. TwerkThirst.com has over 10,000 hits daily, already over 2 million hits total. So why wait? Advertise with us now. For more details, email twerkthirst@gmail.com and please have PayPal ready.
TwerkThirst.com.
I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. Yeah, not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobble. Yeah, shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. You know, not much of a titty man, make.
TwerkThirst.com.
I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. Yeah, not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Mill bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobble. Yeah, shout it.
I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, we ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit.
Hey, get fucked up.
Four bad bitches, man, the pleasure all mine. We ain't doing nothing, trying to have a good time. Roll around the city, Porsche seat, some recline. Four bad bitches fucking at the same time. Bit name Keisha, got her ass like a bubble. Feed her M&M's, watch her turn to some trouble. Two hands on the ball, shorty just double. Once I get mine, I ain't even trying to cuddle. All in the party, hippie trippy on the Henny. Jaw full of weed, baby girl, I got plenty. Break fast for the cheese like I work at Denny's. Shorty with the shots, I need many, many, many. Miley and the sister, drinking out the bottle. Shorty going in, going hard for a throttle. Instagram lights got a feeling like a model. If you looking for the drug, don't worry,
hey,
I got it. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up, we ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go.
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 What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit.
Hey, get fucked up.
Shot number four, gotta still talk sober. Molly got a head wide awake, no Folgers. Hey, what it is, Diego, rain a doja. One more shot, I'm in that hole like a ghost.
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Drink, drink, drink.
Bitch, I'm getting money, give a damn what you think. One more shot, hit a bit, might faint. Super lit, hit that hole, going hard in the paint. Fruit rolling up, he ain't ran out yet. About to take off, my Migos all set. Rolled up the blunt, got a dust full of Strix. Said that she want more, guess she ain't done yet. Green, green, green. Main, main. Bad bitches kissing, I ain't tryna intervene. If you gon' do it, baby, do it for the team. In the zone, blowing strong, money long, limousine. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ayy, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ayy, get fucked up. We ain't doing much, tryna have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up.
What's going on, man? You are now listening to Twerk Thirst Live. We are in the building. It is your lunch hour. We thank y'all for tuning in. This is our second broadcast. We appreciate y'all. Y'all be sure to check out the site, twerkthirst.com. Shout out to my co-host, Reese. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm in the building. Today is Titty Tuesday, so I had people on my page today sending pictures.
Shout out to Titty Tuesday. Hey man, today we got our special guests in the building. We got Rebel Life Media. They are holding it down. They will be coming to talk about a new documentary that they have out that we also have on the website. You can check out the exclusive on twerkthirst.com. It's a documentary about Adina Howard, the legendary Miss Adina Howard. It's Adina Howard 20. Y'all can check it out on the site. We're going to be coming back and get them on the line, and we're going to talk to them and see what they have to say about that and fill us in on all the details on this great documentary they got. So we're going to go into a song break, and we're going to come back. We're going to have Rebel Life Media on the line, Twerk Thirst Live.
TwerkThirst.com.
I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. Yeah! Not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Yeah. Bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobble. Yeah. Shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. You know, not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Yeah. Bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobble. Yeah. Shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. What? I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. Huh? Not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Boxing in the summer, just I like the way it wobbles. Shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. She looks so damn fine, she remind me of a model. Damn. Spin that ass over, let me see that booty wobble. Yeah. I'm drinking hard liquor and she drinking on Moscato. I'm getting all the ladies, but you don't like Johnny Bravo. And she got me high in the pants like she burning chocolate. Fuck a hater, suck my cock, enjoy it, that's my motto. Shout it, did a dip like a tire in a bottle. Make that ass clap, no project pep, just make it wobble. Yeah. I like how she do when she make that thing. Of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobbles. Yeah. Shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. I like how she move when she make that thing wobble. You know, not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Yeah. Bouncing in that summer, just I like the way it wobbles. Shout it, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble.
All this ass nigga, this set, get it. Make more money than flat cities. Got a grand slam and they back with it. We need to sit in a back. Mobile low, drop it hard, handstand on a Louis pole. Money well spent, sitting with me, then a first date with a bougie hoe. Black cards and visas, Versace, red sneakers. Your girlfriend so suspect, she caught us on cheetahs. I stop moving, my booty moving, wobble hard and it's still toted. Stack it up and then I rack it up and it's money long, I turn real Jewish. Like it how I move, I make that ass clap. Money never leave, I bring the cash back. Got a big Serena like I ran track. Looking at my side, ass dick. Looking at these hoes, eyes on the road. Bitches mad, I got profit. Niggas don't wanna pay you. Walking like you bad Dennis Rodman. You see me walking, you see me working. I'm working, no, I be twerking. Commercial for Dos Equis. Yeah, nigga, stay thirsty.
I like how she do when she make that thing wobble.
Yeah.
Not much of a titty man, make that thing wobble. Yeah.
bouncing in this summer, just I like the way it wobbles. Yeah, shouted, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble. I like how she move when she make that thing wobble.
You know,
not much of a titty man make that thing wobble. Yeah, bouncing in this summer, just I like the way it wobbles. Shouted, no, I'm thirsty when she make that thing wobble.
What?
Twerk.
Maybe homemade mixed in with the Lando Lake. You niggas so fake, that chopper gon' sing like Drake. Since your bitch wanna taste, I'ma feed it to her like anime. Tell her eat the cake. I'm caked up, I'm all about my paper. These fake niggas hate us, so fuck all my haters. That cake, all I wanna make, all I wanna eat, I'm great. Got the Benz on ace, gutted out the hoes, ain't snake. Smoke a lot of cake, I don't never really take breaks. Fuck breaks. Wipe the icing off my face. Niggas know what I just ate.
Ooh.
That cake.
Count this cake. Nigga like me tryna count this cake. Ooh, ooh. Count this cake. Me and my niggas tryna count this cake. Ooh, ooh. Count this cake. Me and my bitch tryna count this cake. Ooh, ooh. Count this cake. Ooh, ooh. Count this cake.
Hey, hey.
Count this cake. Nigga like me tryna count this cake.
Hey, hey.
Count this cake. Me and my niggas tryna count this cake.
Hey, hey.
Count this cake. Me and my bitch tryna count this cake.
Hey, hey.
Count
What's good, y'all? We back, and this is your boy Trill, and y'all are listening to Twerk Thirst Live, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Shout out to DSR, man. They just had a reunion show Saturday at Trees. Man, it was a beautiful thing. We was in the building. We got the chance to see something that, you know, it really was a beautiful thing for the city of Dallas because, you know, they are a stamp as far as the legacy go in the city for a rap group because they represented the city as a whole. So shout out to DSR, man. It was a beautiful thing to see them. Like I said, after we came back from the music break, we're going to have Rebel Life Media on. They're going to be talking about this Adina Howard documentary, so we're going to make sure we go ahead and get them on the line and get all the good details and info about this so y'all can be up to date and hip to what's happening. Just 1 second, let's get them on the line. Homie Zaire, are you on the line?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Y'all hear me good?
Yeah,
we
got
you
loud and clear.
Okay, it sounds like a little delay, but it's all good. Y'all gotta bear with me, man. I'm living in Ohio, and we in the Midwest. We got these pollen flowers that grow up, and my allergies are kicking my butt. But I took me a Claritin. I think I'm gonna be good.
Okay, then.
Man, we appreciate you for calling in. We gonna rock with you, man. We gonna take our time. We appreciate you for bearing with us, man.
Hey, yo, thank you for having me on, you know what I'm saying? And before we talk about the movie, being that this is Twerk Thirst Radio, big shout-out to, once again, y'all website, twerkthirst.com, you know what I'm saying? And yo, we got to talk twerkers real quick, you know what I'm saying? So how about this? I'm gonna give y'all my top 11 twerkers of all time. Y'all ready?
Oh, man, you got a top 11. Okay, he got one of those. Let's get it.
in no particular order, we got Mocha Mia Moore, we got Jay Livia, we got Lena Chase, we got Johnny Blaze, Olivia Marie, Antoinette O'Dream, Lonnie Pop, Miss Twerk Summer, of course, you know, she's like the god of it all, right? And then Persuasion, Lady Detroit, and Nietzsche F. Baby. There you go.
Okay. All right, let me ask
what
you this. First thing I got to ask you is how long did it take you to compile this list? How much research and how much knowledge do we have going on behind this list so we can see exactly what we're working with?
Man, look, I just thought about it, and it just those are the names that just came up, and it all made sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that have done it over the years, you know what I'm saying? But those 11 right there, that's like my basketball team right there, you know? And, yeah, like, it's hard to beat them. Like, I mean, it's some other ones out there that can get in. You know, the Murder Mama, shout out to them. They beast, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of girls out there. But those 11 right there, man, they like two-mile Rushmores and a third, right?
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad we got a twerking connoisseur on them, man. Shout out to that. TwerkThirst.com, man.
You know what it is, man. I got degrees, you know what I'm saying? I actually went to college, you know what I'm saying? I got a bachelor's degree, but I also have a degree of excellence in assology. Okay, that's it.
Right, straight up, man. Hey, okay. And you know what? I think everybody can appreciate, you know, cutting loose and you know, a nice ass every now and then. So, you know, it goes across the board. Everybody can appreciate that.
Makes the world a better place, man. Makes the world a better place.
All right, now.
That's funny that y'all
said. My bad. I apologize. So when you came up with Miss Twerk Some, Johnny Blaze, Lanny Pop, I'm trying to remember like a few of the names.
Moore, I know her.
What made you have the odd number of 11? Like 11?
Well, it was supposed to be 10, but, I mean, it couldn't be. It had to be 11, you know what I'm saying? And so nothing's wrong with 11, right?
Nothing's wrong with 11, but let me ask you this. Who was the person that was number 11 that you was like, you know what, I got 10, but I can't leave this person out? Like, they got to be number 11.
None of them. They all just that great, you know what I'm saying?
He don't
want to
throw none of them under the bus.
None of them. No, for real, none of them. There's no, you know, shorting any of them. Like, they all belong in the top 10, but you can only have 10 in the top 10, so why not have a top 11? And so, you know, I mean, I could have a top 100, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to do that right now because, you know, we got other things to do. Everybody got stuff to do. But, you know what I'm saying, I could definitely do a top 100 because, like I said, like I have a degree of excellence in astrology, so I know this stuff, you know.
All right, well, let me ask you this. This is degree of excellence in astrology. You know what? My co-host is going to bring up a topic, and I think that it's almost perfect to bring it up right now. All right, so out of that list and different things like that, when you say a twerker, do you feel like a twerker with ass shots can twerk better than one without, or do you think it doesn't matter?
All right, so...
Okay, listen.
I am not a judger, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't judge people. I really try not to. If that's what you want to do and it enhances you and it makes you your money and you got a career and you do your thing and all of a sudden you went from being broken poor and all of a sudden you can travel and see different cities and different cultures and people want to pay to have you show up and to film you and all that stuff, then knock yourself out if that works for you. However, I don't think the talent is in the look. The talent is in the person. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen the slimmies even do their thing. It's all in the person. Like, it's what you have to offer. Now, I know my top 11 didn't really have any slimmies. Maybe one in the top 11. But in general, you know, it's what you have to offer, man. You see some people that just got it. And it don't matter if they got shots or not. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to me, it's like, you know, or whatever.
I know, and this is, you know, we be on the scene and we be in the clubs and whatnot. And me personally, I'm inside Onyx Dallas quite a bit. Now it's, you know, the shout out to the thick women. We love Team Thick, you know, a big thick fine woman. We love that. But it's one chick inside Dallas Onyx, and when I say like twerk and well, like do pole work, Shawty is bad. I mean, like, I've never seen nobody, and everybody knows, they go give it to her hands down. When she get on the pole, she's going to do some of the craziest shit you've ever seen. And she's
not, you must
not,
be talking about,
you know,
Showtime.
You know I'm talking about Showtime. I'm talking about she's not one of those super big Amazonic women like that. But, boy, when it comes to putting in work, oh, my God, she got it. She got it hands down. Nobody will take that away from her.
I love her.
Yo,
she's,
and that's
amazing.
What I'm saying.
She does flip off
if you got
the
it,
stage
you got
and flip
it.
Back up.
So, but no, I just wanted to get a little bit of your opinion. You know, that was a topic that my co-host had on her mind for a little bit about, you know, is it a deal about ass shots? What's the difference? Does it really matter?
Or, I mean,
you know, do men care?
Personally, for me, I'm a lesbian, so I like women, but it doesn't matter if they have ass shots or not. It's about how you carry yourself. A lot of people, ass shots really are an investment. Like, a lot of people get them just to get them to look good, to keep up with their friends, but most of the people I know are strippers, so they get it to make more money. Like, people want girls with big butts, but some people go overboard, and I've seen too many of those.
Well, yo, you know what? If it's personal, like me personally, nah, I would rather have a regular woman that has real, like, regular body parts, like the parts that she was born with, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's if I was available because I'm married or whatever, you know, so I don't be out there like that. But, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Time out. Wait a minute. You threw me for a loop right there, and I have to interject. I didn't realize that you were about to say that, Mr. Assologist. You kind of fucked my head up.
Yeah.
Then. So let me ask you this. When you're doing this research on this twerking, wifey approve, or, you know, she'd be like, nah, you know, that's not cool?
Let me tell you this. I keep my personal life and my business life totally separate, you know what I'm saying? Because when you mix them up, it's too messy. You know what I'm saying? It's too messy. So, like, everything, like, when we talking this stuff, it's like straight-up entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, that's just that. I can say on the for-real side, you know, I do have, like, the most supportive wonderful woman on my side who believes in me, who supports me, who's down. We've been knowing each other since we were kids, you know what I'm saying? So on that side, it's like I protect her from the stupid stuff that's out here because it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But on the other side, it's like, you know, business is business, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So, you know, but I'm definitely
coming from I just wanted to ask because, you know, being in this business myself and my co-host and, you know, being in a relationship or trying to be in a relationship or having a significant other and being in this type of oriented business, I just wanted to ask, I mean, since it was brought up, what is their perspective of, you know, what you do? Or do they ride with you? Are cool with it? Is it not an issue? Or does it come up sometimes? You know, it's just something that, you know, everybody handles their situation differently. So I just want to see from your perspective.
Right. Everybody does handle their situation differently. It could be an issue, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, I was to be, like, reckless and ignorant with it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, You keep things in perspective, you know, and you got to have a woman that's definitely confident, and you got to also let your woman see day to day that you have her back and that you love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something we probably didn't plan on talking about. But you like, every day that you wake up, go to sleep, whatever, you know what I'm saying? What the other stuff, like, outside of the house, I mean, that stuff outside of the house, you know what I'm saying? But when you come home and you taking care of your family and you showing your, like, I got two boys, so you show your young men how to conduct themselves, how to be respectful, how to, you know, handle their business and grow up and be great men, and you love your wife and you love her with all your heart. So, like, that's what it's really about. Like I said, this other stuff is straight up entertainment. It's for laughs, you know what I'm saying? It's for, it's entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Like, people take it how they take it. I think some people think entertainment, they want it to be so real, and it's like, it's supposed to be like a suspense from reality, but it's not supposed to be total reality. You know what I'm saying? It's not supposed to be...
You're not supposed to get too immersed in it.
Right, because you've got your own reality to live. So it is an escape, and it is, you know, like I got a podcast, I call it escapism, you know what I'm saying, because it's an escape from all the BS that you got to go through on a day-to-day basis, and I want to have each and every one of y'all on my podcast, so we got to talk about that later. But, and that's a shout-out, once again, let me do this, a shout-out to GIPBKR, which is the station that I do my show on, but that's that. All right, so like I was saying, you definitely got to show your woman that you have her back, that you love her, and I'm not saying that we have 100% perfect relationship, because nobody does, you know what I'm saying, but when it all comes down to everything, I'm there for her, she's there for me, it doesn't matter who loves it, it doesn't matter who complains about it, you'll have, and I usually don't talk about this, man, because there's a lot of people that, what are your wife, and I'm just like, it's none of your business, you know what I'm saying, typically to most people, but y'all good folks, so I'm gonna share some insight, but it is what it is, and you gotta have a person that believes in you and that you believe in. The typical person, yeah, they may have problems with it, but, you know, if you're not a typical person, you probably don't need to be with a typical person.
Exactly.
Right. See, and I'm glad that we brought up this segment because basically, you know, we could talk about the twerking and, you know, all of that, the Titty Tuesdays and all of that, and everybody, you know, knows about that, and that's our website, and that's what we gravitate around because that is, you know, what our stuff is kind of based upon. But at the same time, as far as this radio show is, I wanted to convey different aspects and different point of views of things that are other than just twerking. Yes, the twerking is here. Yes, it is something that is going to be a part of every aspect of the show in some shape or form. However, it's other things that go into real life situations that all of this stuff has a marriage or it has something to do with. It is a correlation. So, you know, when we're talking about twerking or whatever, then you also think about those people and, you know, different people who we talk about those names, they're in relationships and they have to have significant others that, you know, have to understand and respect their job, understand and respect what they do. So when you have that, you know, I need to shed light to the listeners that, you know, it's other aspects besides just what's going on inside the club and the girls and everything in real life. It's people that, you know, have sexual-oriented businesses and jobs and things, and they still have relationships, they still have marriages, they still have other things that they're doing, and that's not always talked about. It's not always put in the forefront of that's something that's a part of it. It's a bigger picture. It is people that, you know, have to be understanding and accepting of a lot of things, and they have to look at people's lifestyles, and it's just, you know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round, is the saying that I go by. So once you understand that, and sometimes you need to shed light on that, that's why I'm glad that we went into this conversation about it.
And one other thing, too, is that this is like a piece of what I do. Like, I mean, for example, like, you know, we're supposed to be talking about the Dina Howard movie, and even knowing her, everybody knows Dina Howard as the freak, quote-unquote, but that's just a piece of who she is, and that's the piece that everybody sees. So I tell folks all the time, like, if I'm walking down the street and I see either one of y'all for the first time, and let's say y'all beating down somebody, right, I'm going to have it in my mind, oh, that person can fight. Or they don't take no mess. They be, you know, I'm going to think that, but you may be a humanitarian. You may be a great father or mother. You may be this. You may be that. You may be a freaking deacon of the church. You may be all these other things, but I might have seen you doing one thing, and I'll say, oh, that's what this person is. Like, you know, people, you know, definitely, you know, yeah, we make the films and we show the girls and all that good stuff, but we also make, like, I've made documentaries about my neighborhood and talked about the political problems that existed there. You know what I'm saying? We've done other things, and sometimes when you do these other things, they go under the radar, and the main people that complain about how they want you to do these other things, they don't support that. But the people who love to watch the girls, they definitely support that. So it's sort of like, man, you know, you kind of got to – you can do everything, but you give people what they want, and then eventually, you know, you get your foot in the door and people see you and you say, okay, here's everything else that I am, and if you want to see that, good. If not, whatever.
Exactly, because I get that problem a lot. I get that problem a lot with my Instagram name. I mean, you already said that you liked it, but, I mean, when we did the interview with the Shade Room, their roommates, like, went hard on my name, like, people make assumptions off of Instagram, like, that doesn't describe you as a person. It was something for me to gain followers, and that's what it did. It helped me gain. It makes a conversation starter, like, why did you pick that name? So you can't judge a book by its cover is basically what we pretty much saying.
Yeah, you got to be bigger than
judge
a book
by its cover is why it's going to be great. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What I wanted to say is you can't judge a book by a cover, and that's why when we get back, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to play some music, but when we get back, we're going to talk about this documentary and some of the other films so that we can get into, you know, how people might judge Dina Howard by her cover, but it's some other deeper things about her and some things people might not know. So when we come back from this music break, we're going to get into that and talk about the movie a little bit, all right?
That'll work.
Enjoy.
All right, man, y'all stay tuned. Y'all listen to the fly.
Real life rep, real life rep. Relax, hold on.
Got the drugs and everybody want it. hooking up the plumbing. I call you McLovin if you riding with the law. Real niggas don't cooperate, they just take the charge. I don't need a job, I just need a plug. Got these laws on my ass and these hoes on my nuts. Everybody in my clique got an F on they rap sheet. I'm just trying to see $1 million off this rap shit. I'ma get it wholesale, I ain't gon' pay no taxes. I'ma flip the hole and put the cash under the mattress. Niggas talking trap shit, don't know how to work the scale though. I'ma get these mail up to my knees and these elbows. Everything for sale, ho, even my hoe for sale, bro. If it ain't about a dollar, I can't get out of bed, bro. My bitch got a body on her, a body on her. And my pistol got a body on it, a body on it. Got the drugs and everybody want them, everybody want them. I'm the man and everybody know, everybody know. My bitch got a body on her, a body on her. And my pistol got a body on it, a body on it. Got the drugs and everybody want them, everybody want them. I'm the man and everybody know, and everybody know.
Listening to Twerk Thirst Live Radio. We are in the building and we are back. I want to give a shout out right quick to the homies at Smoke and J's Smoke Shop in Mesquite, Texas. Man, that is my favorite smoke shop in the whole wide world. If y'all get a chance, go check them out. They got everything that you need, man. They are about to do a grand opening in the beginning of June. They got all kinds of stuff in store, man. I know they're doing big things over there, so shout out to Smoke and J's. We still here on the line with Zaire, the homie Zaire from Rebel Life Media. You still there, homie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, when we came back from the music break, I said we were going to talk about this movie that you got. So let everybody know what the title is of the movie and basically how this project all got started.
All right, so the movie is called Adina Howard 20, A Story of Sexual Liberation. Just came up. Actually, I was able to meet Adina, I want to say back in 2007, when I was still living in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I'm originally from. In a sense, you can kind of say this story goes all the way back to when she first came out as an artist back in 1995, when I was like a 15-year-old kid. And just like, you know, wow, you know, slobbering, like every time Adina Howard gets on TV, like, oh my God, you know. Saw her in concert years back, you know, and this was like a big show with Biggie and Craig Mack and Faith Evans, Naughty by Nature, Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, Toto, Puffy was there, the Loonies was on it. It was this big show, and Adina Howard was a part of that whole mix, and she was hot all over the nation, and I'm like, it's like thousands, probably like 15,000-20,000 of us just sitting there, and I'm like one of many. And finally I got to meet her, you know, let's say 12 years later, and I was taking photos and videotaping for a newspaper that I was writing for. And 3 years after that, not 3 years, let's say 2 years after that, in 2009, I actually got to do an interview with her and meet her backstage in a show in Columbus, Ohio. And we just stayed in contact from there. And, you know, over the years, you know, Happy New Year, hope everything is going good. When she got married, you know, congratulations, that type of good stuff. But we stayed in contact here and there. And then at the end of 2013, wait, you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, I thought it was gone. Okay, at the end of 2013,
No, we're listening.
I sent her a message, you know, just on the late night. I was just like, yo, your 20th anniversary is coming up in 2015. Is anybody doing any type of work or any type of tribute to it, you know? And she's like, no, not that I know of. And I was like, well, I would like to make a documentary. She's like, okay, cool. Now, during this time period, I was working on a documentary on Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I actually finished. And it was set to debut at a film festival last year, but some problems happened and the movie didn't come out. Well, instead of crying and complaining and being sad about that, I learned from everything that I, you know, experienced in making that movie, good and bad, and I put it into the Adina Howard movie. And went forward, and Adina was just very, very supportive of the project, very accessible. She lives in Arizona, and I live in Ohio, so it's not a walk around the corner. So I would wait till she would come to this side of the country. I caught her in D.C., and, like, this is how good of a woman she is. Like, she does she was doing a play in Washington, D.C. last year. She did, like, two performances in a day, you know what I'm saying? Probably had to do some other things media-wise and all that good stuff. Me and her get back to the hotel probably, I want to say, like, 1 in the morning, and we sit up and conduct an interview. So, like, the interview that you see in the movie, we conduct that interview mm-hmm. in, like, a four-hour period. So from, like, 1 a.m. to, like, 4:45, 5 a.m. in the morning, we're sitting up. When she could have said, dude, I'm tired, you know, I don't want to do this, you know. I've had people who are celebrities tell me that I'm not large enough, my company's not big enough, you know, all that type of stuff. She never did that. I think because she believes in the project, and also she sees the passion that I have. So, you know, she worked to make that happen, and I worked to make that happen, and you have the film that you have, Adina Howard 20. And, you know, sorry if I rambled on, but that's, like, pretty much how it all came together.
Hey, man, check it out. I watched it, man, and I like what you put together. It's a really, really good project. And to be honest, when I watch it, you can't tell that it's between 1 and 4 o'clock or 1 and 6 o'clock in the morning, because she just seemed like she was just kind of chilling. So I guess that goes to show something about her character, because she was just on the couch, and it was like afternoon, just, you know, chilling in the evening time, talking to somebody and having a conversation. It didn't seem like she was, you know, exhausted or anything
exactly.
from earlier days work. So, I mean, hey, it's a good look. I checked it out. And if you haven't checked it out, to the listeners, again, you can go on the website, www.twerkthirst.com. We have the video on there. We were one of the people who exclusively put the video on our site, man, because we believed in the project as well. So, you know, we wanted to support him and put it on the site. So, you know, that we're holding it down, and we ride for him, too, over at Twerk Thirst. Because if you have any real knowledge or any real understanding, when it comes to this twerk thing, if you get down to the history and science of it, I mean, it goes back a very, very long way. And as far as making it more mainstream, Adina Howard was definitely one of the people who was the pioneers of that. You know, she had her career, and it definitely was pioneering, showing, you know, more of a sexual-esque, a liberation about it. And she was no holds barred about it. She just didn't care. And it says that in the interview that, you know, she just didn't care what nobody said, thought about her.
She said she ain't give a damn. She ain't give a damn.
Yeah, we're all about that.
Back when she was doing it, you know, it wasn't even called that. It wasn't called twerking. And it's crazy because, like, I can think about being a little kid and remember watching music videos. And most of the videos, you know, like, it wasn't like that. So, like, you can think about maybe EU, who had that song, The Butt. And that was like the booty dance video, or you saw like Two Live Crew. Maybe Rex and Effects was like the ones where you went and said, wow, like, oh, I can't believe I'm seeing thongs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was amazing. So, like, that was the one video when you're a little boy, it stops you in your tracks. Like, there are women like this, you know, and it's like crazy. But the thing with Adina, you know, she was like the one who, you know, I'm going to sing it, I'm going to show you, I'm going to bring sex appeal right to your living room, and, you know, if you don't like it, turn it off. If you love it, embrace it, you know, watch it. And, you know, a lot of people had different opinions. I loved the interviews with the people who weren't famous, the people who were just everyday regular people who were watching her, who were encouraged by her to just accept that they could be beautiful and sexy and not be ashamed of it, not have to hide it. Because sometimes, you know, that's what we do. You know, we kind of be like, no, no, no. You know, you're ratchet, or you're this, or you're that. And it's like, hey, you know, I am what I am. I'm me. And you're not going to please everybody. But Adina Howard let a whole generation see that it's okay.
So why do you think it's a big problem for women to express their sexuality versus when a guy does it?
Excuse me. I think that, you know, of course, society is what it is. You know, men are very bipolar, if you want to say, because I heard Sinbad say this, like, we want a freak, but we don't want a freak, you know. We want a lady
in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Right. Yeah, right. We want it, but we want it on our terms, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think that if you're a female who doesn't want to just, you know, who isn't like, oh, I'm going to show my sexy side, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to be what you are. Like, because I think now it seems like everybody's breaking their neck to show their booty, you know what I'm saying? And to everybody's breaking their neck, it seems like, to do that. You don't have to do that. I think, and, you know, when we talk about the strippers and the dancers and stuff like that, like, the cool thing is like, okay, this is what you choose to do, and you hustling, you going out here to do it, great. And if you're going out here to be the best at it, great. But if you're doing this because you feel like you have no other option, then that's a problem. And the problem really isn't with the woman. The problem is with society that has, like, prepared this woman to believe that all you are is booty and that's it. Like, that's it. That's all you are. So, you know, it's a lot of, like, psychology that goes into this. But still in saying all of this, I think that, you know, with this film especially, is just saying, like, you know, who are we to be judgmental of what anybody is, you know, and let's handle the issue instead of talking about the person. It's real easy for me to point a finger, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you're a lesbian. Okay, if I have a problem with that, I can attack you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Easier than thinking and trying to understand what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
some of us, we just know, okay, lesbians, women like women. Okay, but we don't understand what it is in its totality. We don't understand what twerking is. We don't understand what the whole the stripping industry, we don't understand it from top to bottom. We just see it on the surface, you know what I'm saying? And so when you see it on the surface, you can make a whole bunch of ignorant comments. You can make a whole bunch of assumptions. But, you know, when you have, like, you know, in Atlanta, you know, there's millions of dollars being made off of stripping, like exotic dancing, millions of dollars being made. Okay, why can't we have millions of dollars being made for Black folks who own a TV station or who own a bank or who, you know what I'm saying? Why don't we have that happening? And why do we, you know what I'm saying? Why is it so easy for the millions of dollars to be made as a, like, these are things that we don't talk about, don't think about, but we would rather attack each other instead of attacking the social issues that really revolve around all this stuff.
Exactly.
Well,
I've just been notified we have a caller. We got a caller who has a question. Can we bring him in? Yes, yeah, Smoking Jay is on the line.
Smoking Jay. Hey, I have a question, man. Will we be seeing or hearing anything new from Adina Howard?
You know what? Adina Howard is consistently evolving and working on things, and I feel bad for answering for her, but I think y'all going to be able to get her on the show soon. It's just, I think she's been, like, doing her thing, you know, so you got to kind of catch her when she's standing still for a second. But she definitely has a new song called Bad For Me, which is, I don't think it's released yet, but it will be released soon, and she let me hear it. I was, like, one of the first people to hear the demo, actually, and it's a nice joint. It's different from her. It's not the same thing that you would expect to hear. But, you know, here's another thing, too, a lot of people don't know. Like, she has, like, 4 or 5 albums out.
Mm-hmm.
That only her first album was, like, super big and sold over 1 million units. The rest of them were kind of under the radar because of different issues. So there's so much of music of Adina Howard that you can check out. Welcome to Fantasy Island was an album. Private Show was an album. There's another one. I forgot the name of it. A Second Coming. You know what I'm saying? Those albums, dude, if you ain't heard those, man, check them out because they dope. But it's just they were under the radar. But she definitely is working on new things. She's also a chef as well, which we don't talk about in the film.
Like,
you know,
in the
film, we just
really
going to
bring that up.
Yeah.
I saw on
in the film, we just really.
I apologize. I saw on television where they had she's doing culinary now, and like she's really, really big on that. Like that's her real big thing. Like people don't know that, but she's really big on being a chef.
Yeah, she loves it. It's her passion. It's her. You know, she. I've heard her say this, that she had to prove to herself and to the world that it doesn't end and start with music. You know what I'm saying? Because as a society, sometimes we look at an artist and if they're not on the charts no more, we say they fell off. And we almost say they're worthless. And that's something I think that is bad about the music industry and about entertainment in general, where they judge you based on how you rank on a chart as opposed to just how great you are. You know what I'm saying? So she could control cooking. You know what I'm saying? And when you're cooking for someone that's right in front of you and they're pleased, you won that. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that she's very passionate about. But I think she is she does the cooking thing, but I think she is grinding a little bit more on the entertainment side right now, and just trying to give her fans what they want. Because like this man just called asking about new stuff. I just saw her perform in Detroit 2 weeks ago, and I've seen her perform in other places. I've seen her perform more than I've seen anybody else perform in my life, right? And watching her do these shows, people love her. The thing is that they don't always have access to her. So when they get a chance to see her, they love her, and she loves them back. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's very good to her fans. So, you know, definitely for the guy to ask the question, I don't mean to keep going all over the place, but she definitely will have that Bad For Me song at least out, and there will probably be more beyond that. But also, what I would encourage listeners to do, if you love Adina Howard, support her and purchase her music. If she comes to your city, buy some tickets. Show, you know. I heard Kevin Hart say, you know, he went from people telling him no to people telling him yes based off of the support that he got. So if you just like somebody at your house and you're just listening on a computer, you know, you're not really supporting them. You got to put your dollars behind them. And also, you know, represent. She also has a one of those funding campaigns. You can look it up on Google, where you can also help fund her project. So, you know, do these things to help these artists who are putting their time and they sacrificing time away from their families. You know what I'm saying? She has a stepdaughter. She has a husband. You know what I'm saying? They sacrifice time away from their family to entertain y'all. You know what I'm saying? So you got to definitely give back to them.
All right, let me ask you one more question right quick, Zaire. You have what's your next project after this Adina Howard, and what's your next thing in the future?
Let me say this. Also, to all the listeners, follow me at Rebel Life Media on Twitter. But for this, it's like this. I'm focused on Adina Howard. I'm focused on Adina Howard 20, I should say. Hashtag Adina Howard 20. I'm focused on that to just get that to the place where it needs to get to. We put that trailer out at the end of last year, or maybe it was the beginning of this year. All I know is that, you know, like right now, the movie doesn't have a ton of views on it at this moment. The trailer was the same way. And all of a sudden, it went from like 1,000 views to 10,000 views. And now it's at like 17,000 views, the trailer is, because it got on Centric's website. It got on, it got mentioned on Ebony.com. It got on AllHipHop.com. It got on all these places, Tort Thirst as well. It got on all these websites based off of just being patient and steady and keep going with it, because a lot of times we want things fast, and if it doesn't happen in 2 days, we abandon it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really focused on just getting this story out that I believe in. You know, also have other projects happening. You know, I don't just make movies. Also, I'm about to have our third, Rebel Life Media is about to have its third World Music Video Awards show, where we pretty much just give out awards to the best music videos in multiple genres from artists all over the world, like from Norway to Jamaica to here, anywhere. You know what I'm saying? We need help as far as, like, sponsors with that, because it's not easy sending awards all over the world. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, we definitely show love to all these artists. I mean, it's so crazy that I don't know if y'all know the wrestler Chris Jericho. He's in a rock band called Fozzy, and his band won our first
Best Metal Music Video Award, right? And so it's like, you know, he gets the award and all that stuff. He took a picture with the plaque, posted it on Instagram and all that good stuff, and that really helped out a lot. And then he writes these books, and they're all New York Times bestseller books or whatever. He writes them about his career. This dude mentioned that he won that award in his book. That's something he didn't have to do, because there's people that have won the award that don't care. You know what I'm saying? Don't even care enough to get the plaque. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But he showed love. Trina Braxton of Braxton Family Values was another one who showed love. I had a TV show last year here in Columbus, and she even did an interview for it, and she won an award as well too. So, you know, you just got to kind of work with those who work with you, and you got to just keep going and keep being persistent. And, you know, drawing it back to Dina Howard 20. Yeah, drawing it back to Dina Howard 20. She's definitely like, Dina Howard's one of those people who just stays in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what she has to do, she continues to evolve. She continues to be great. And so that's why, like, it's so easy for me to work with somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you guys are probably the same way. You know, it's like minds come together to do great things. So, yeah, that's the realness on that.
See, so we respect that here at Twerk Thirst, man. We understand, you know, the whole grind from the mud, you know, from the ground up, and supporting people that support you and that are ahead of you. Like, you know, it's not even something that's talked about. You can see it in their actions that they really have your back, man. So we have faith in that, and we believe in you over here, brother. So we support your projects and anything you got going in the future, and we're gonna stay in tune. And you let us know any other things you want to get us on the site for you. We got you, man. We appreciate you for calling in. Salute to Rebel Life Media.
Tell Adina Howard, I love her.
Definitely, I'm going to really push for her to come on here, man. Like, I sent her a text, and she's down for it. It's just, like I said, finding the time and everything to make it work. But everybody out there, please check out Adina Howard 20, this story of sexual liberation. You can see it on Twerk Thirst. It's on multiple other websites. But it's definitely, even if you don't, because there's some people that's like, you know, well, you know, some people blame her for what they see is wrong in music now. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I'm not the one to tell someone that they're right or wrong, because I try to listen to all points of view or whatever. So some people even try to blame her. But it's like, even if you, for example, when we go to school, right, we learn about people that we don't like, or that we're trained to believe they're bad people. So, like, we learn about Adolf Hitler, right, who was supposed to be this bad person. We learn about him, and we still read about him, and we still study about him. So even if you don't, quote-unquote, like Adina Howard, or you think she's, like, the reason why everything went downhill, it's still cool to look at this story, see how a person, once she got to where she wanted to be, what happened, how she dealt with it, how she, the relationships she built, the great things that she was able to see, the hardships she endured. And so even if you don't like what the person did, you can still learn and see the resilience, and it can turn into a positive for you. You know what I'm saying? So
or
I say watch it on whatever
like
side
I
of the
did. If you loved it like I did, and you're a fan of T-shirt and panties, man, in high school and different things like that, you had some of your best moments, high school dances with young ladies off songs from Adina Howard, then you need to go check out the documentary as well, man, because it'll give you more insight on something that, you know, you have some type of correlation or you can relate to. So y'all be sure to go check it out. Again, like I said, it's on twerkthirst.com. We have it on the site. You can go watch the full thing there. A salute to Ms. Adina Howard, a queen in her own right. A salute. We hope to have you on one day. Let us know if it works out. And what we're about to do now is I have another caller on the line. He's another affiliate of ours, DJ Calvin, man. We're going to get him on right quick. And he's going to discuss this mix that he's doing for us. It's going to be a New Orleans bounce mix that he's going to hold down for Twerk Thirst. We're going to get him in right quick and go talk to him. I appreciate you again, Zaire, for coming on, and salute to Rebel Life Media. And you guys are always welcome, and you guys are friends of Twerk Thirst.
Thank you.
All right, blessings to all of y'all, and I'm honored to have been on the show. This is only the second episode. I'm going to definitely tweet this out to everybody. We got to get everybody hit. We got to work together on this podcast thing so we can be stronger. So, once again, blessings to all y'all. Have the greatest week that you can have, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for coming on, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, DJ Calvin, is you on the line, my good man?
Well, yeah, I'm online. What's going on, big brother? Shout outs to you. Shout out
What's
to the first
on,
lady. I'm good, man. Shout out to the first lady of the team, man, of the Twerk. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, mama. How you doing?
Hello, DJ Calvin. I'm fine.
What's going on, big brother? Appreciate you coming, letting me come through and bless your station, man.
Man, we appreciate you for stopping through. What's going on around your way?
Oh, man. Well, this is what I got going on, man. I got this new mix bounce that I made for y'all. It's off the chain, hosted by me. I got some New Orleans bounce music, straight up twerking, ass shaking, you know what I'm saying, nonstop. Just finished the mix like around about 4 o'clock this morning, so I've been up all night working on
Can
that.
I ask
man,
you
it's
a
fresh
question?
Off the presses.
I got to ask you a question about that mix. It's a New Orleans bounce mix, so do you happen to have any Flyboy Keno on there?
Oh, you already know I had to put that in there. Everybody, I got that. I'm not going to even tell you the whole songs I got on there, baby. I got that. Don't even worry about it. Once you get that mix, baby, you're going to be like, oh, this what we want right here.
Yeah, I support him.
Yeah.
I support him 100. He's been following me on Instagram for a minute now, so I've been following him. I wanted to know.
Yeah, he's good people, man. He's really good people. Shout out to all the bounce artists out there, man. Shout out to Big Frida, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Shout out to Flyboy Keno. Shout out to all the first female bounce rappers that's out there that's coming out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shout out to my city, man, because if it wasn't for my city, we wouldn't have bounce nowhere, man. But the main thing I want to say, big shout out to Big Frida, because he's the main one that made bounce go nationwide.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I plan on one day soon, we got to have a whole show that's dedicated to the bounce music, because we need to really understand how much that culture has contributed to this whole twerk thing and what it really brings from the New Orleans and the jazz and the second line and where it all is incorporated. So I want to get into that one day. We're going to invite you on. We're going to have a whole segment and talk about it because I know some people
That's
need
no
to know
problem.
A little bit of the history.
Oh, you know
and
I'm down for it. Once you get that fly out, bro, it's going to be all on my Instagram, all on my Facebook, and all on my Twitter, man. You know
right.
I'm going to support
yeah.
it.
Straight like
you know,
that,
and that,
man. Well,
that's what a lot of people and
in.
A lot of people really don't know how it really started, but I'm gonna just tell them from one artist, T.T. Tucker, and I'm gonna give y'all the rest when I come on the show.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate
y'all go
man.
Do y'all research. T.T. Tucker.
We gonna have that bounce mix on the site too. We're gonna have it so everybody can go check that out. We're gonna put it up on the Dat Piff and everything. Again, it's hosted by DJ Calvin, exclusive Twerk Thirst. He just finished it fresh off the presses at 4 a.m., and we had to get him on the line today to show him some love. So we appreciate you, DJ Calvin.
Appreciate y'all, man. Keep y'all head up. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
All right, man. Appreciate
okay.
you. All right, y'all tune in.
All right, big boy.
Thursday we got Angel, the Queen Angel, the lovely grapefruit lady. We have her calling in. We're going to do some good interviews with her, and we're going to line up something for next week. For next Tuesday for y'all lunch break, so y'all have some extra entertaining and good conversation to listen to in your lunch hour. This is your boy Trio, and it's my co-host
Reese,
and
we are signing out.
Twerk Thirst Live, and y'all have a good day. We out.
TwerkThirst.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.